We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles defensive coordinator Bill Davis, and we're talking all about that side of the football. Now, a bunch of changes last year, great progress last year, and then you come into this offseason and add some more. What do you got? What are you working with?
Well, we're really excited about the offseason, how it's gone so far. I think our participation from the guys has been off the charts. The effort, the attendance, the understanding of the defense. You know, we didn't go in and reinvent anything. When they came back, we reinstalled everything. We reminded them of what we did and some of the little different game plan calls we had. And we started from scratch again, but just review. And the guys picked it up, obviously, so much faster than a year ago. They know the language that we use, how we talk to them. They know their coaches now and how they present and talk and communicate. And I think we're at a place now where the goal is to be pick up where we left off and continue to improve like we did. We thought we had showed a lot of improvement over the course of the year. Wasn't good enough, but we improved a lot, and we want to pick up where we left off.
So from a coaching standpoint, it obviously changes what you do now that they're not making these little baby steps anymore. They understand what you're saying. So is the next step for you kind of taking the system into places that it hasn't been, the scheme into places it hasn't been?
You could say that in a way that everything's based on the understanding of the players and how they're playing together. The number one goal is to have 11 guys playing as one, playing as fast as they can play. And to that degree, you don't want to add or get too cute to where all of a sudden you're having these breakdowns or all of a sudden someone's not playing as fast or they're not playing together as well. But in that same tone of what you're talking about, you do want to get into a little bit of maybe position swapping where it's easy for us but difficult for the offense to interpret who's who and who's doing what. So we've got some areas of growth in the defense schematically that we're excited about.
It seemed last year, Bill, that the very young group you have up front grew up a lot, grew up quickly and played so well. Can you speak to that group and what you saw last year and kind of what you're hoping for this year?
Well, the young guys really, they dove all in and they learned quick. They have a pretty high football IQ, which we're excited about. And we like what we got out of them production-wise. And I think we're hoping that in their sophomore year, their second year, they'll take another big step. And I think collectively the whole group will take a step because of being a year in the system. That continuity is huge. And having a little bit of knowing what's coming at you, I think it lets you relax and grow a little bit faster.
It's interesting. On the back end, Malcolm Jenkins, because I spoke to him last week, and he feels like he's got it down. And mentally, he's there. He's ready to go. He feels great about everybody around him. I guess I was surprised that so quickly it all clicked for him.
Well, first of all, Malcolm's a very intelligent football player, and it's part of the reason we were attracted to him. He's got a high football IQ. I think our coaches are great teachers. I think we do a nice job as a defensive staff to teach and communicate. So I think, you know, you got a high football IQ player with some good sound teaching, and it goes fast. We didn't change or get cute with many things that we're doing. So I think it all kind of lends to guys being able to step in and understand the scheme. And the other players in the room can help Malcolm learn. You know, a year ago they couldn't because they didn't know. But now the whole group knows, and it's going a little bit faster.
What are you hoping to see at cornerback A to Z with this group?
Oh, I just want good, sound, fundamental play. You know, I want the guys to attack and press and challenge people and not fear failure. Don't fear mistakes. We're going to play aggressive and fast and together. It's us against them, and I think the corner play is they've got a much better understanding of the communication and what's expected of them. So hopefully we'll take a step forward there.
When he was drafted in the first round in May, everybody kind of thought, hey, Marcus is going to go in and play the pass rushing side, work his way and come off the edge. And so I guess people were kind of surprised while he's playing over on the Jack side. Can you kind of explain the thinking there? And for fans who may not understand how you're trying to teach him the linebacker positions?
Well, one of the things with the outside backer position that we were attracted to Marcus with is the fact that Charlie Strong in Louisville played a very similar defense in what we're playing. Mm-hmm. The things they asked him to do are very similar to what we're going to ask him to do. We started him in the Jack position because that has the most carryover from what he was doing in college. We know he's a high school quarterback. He's played 3 years of defense, and he's still growing in that category and capacity. So you got to start somewhere, and we can tweak and grow the outside backer positions to be identical. We can make it one heavier of a rusher and one heavier of a dropper. We can do that within series. We can do it within games. So the flexibility of the defense, it really has to do with teaching rookies the scheme and what we think will be the best place for him to grow the quickest. And then what his contribution level is will be dictated by him and how hard he works.
Last one, Bill. You've got 3 days here this week. What are you looking for? What do you want to see?
Just a strong finish. We've had a phenomenal offseason. We really have. It's been exciting to be part of. The work ethic of this group of men gets you really excited. I just want to finish strong, healthy, strong. We've got the whole playbook in. You know, I'll put some of the more complicated calls and test the older guys a little bit and just go into this little time off here for a minute with, going in the right
with
direction.
The arrow going up.
There you go.
Bill Davis, defensive coordinator in studio here. Thank you so much. Thank you. On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.